Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1537, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Heard Maggie Griffin tell her what to say. I don't believe either one of these girls appreciated what it was to swear falsely, as they were giggling and laughing over the evidence they were to give when they went on the witness stand. Joss Spurker, Fred Zittman, Eula Flowers, Leonard Jacobus, sworn for the movant. We are acquainted with Miss Ruth Robertson, and her residence is in the city of Atlanta. She could have knowledge of the facts testified to by her by reason of the fact that she had been an employee of the factory, was acquainted with Leo M. Frank and the employees of the pencil factory. Attested by Geo Burke as notary, Ground 10, Mrs. Mamie Edmonds, sworn for the movant. I first went to work at the National Pencil Factory in October 1911 and left there about March 1st, 1913. I accepted reemployment with them about 2 weeks before the trial of Leo M. Frank. I never at any time witnessed any acts in Mr. Frank's office that would lead me to think that he was acting in any way unbecoming to a gentleman. I have never seen any women in Mr. Frank's office except a stenographer, and I never saw Mr. Frank familiar with her. Mr. Frank, when passing through the factory, was at all times businesslike in his actions and dealings with the employees. I was a witness for the state at the trial of Leo M. Frank, and testified that on a certain occasion I was in a lady's dressing room on the fourth floor, in company with one Ethel Stewart and Irene Jackson. Miss Stewart was in the room only part of the time while Miss I and Miss Jackson were there. The solicitor asked me if I was ever in the dressing room in company with Miss Mayfield and Miss Jackson when they were partially dressed. When Mr. Frank came to the dressing room and looked in, I replied that I was not in the dressing room with Miss Mayfield, but was there with Miss Jackson when she was in a partially dressed condition, and that Mr. Frank did look in the dressing room at that time. The solicitor asked me what Mr. Frank said when he looked in the dressing room, and I replied that he said, "What's the matter, girls? Haven't you got any work?" And Miss Jackson replied, and then added, "We are dressing. Please go."